The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on a Friday afternoon, the Friday before Mother's Day. And I have some things to say about that in just a moment. But an update on Christian Solidarity International. Linda from Newark has called 888-253-3522. Linda in Newark, thank you. God bless you. Now, I'm only getting reports every half hour. Yesterday, I was getting them, briefly. I was getting them on a more regular basis. Today, I'm receiving them just every half hour because we're not dedicating the entire day to it. So it'll probably be another half hour before I get a report. But here's where we're at. We are just $100 away from freeing another slave. Just $100 away from freeing another slave. So I'm asking you, if you didn't have an opportunity to give yesterday, we're very close. Now, we're way over our goal, and praise God for that. But we could liberate some more. Reaching the goal is not the purpose. Liberating as many slaves as possible, that's the goal. So I want to give you an opportunity. If you didn't have the privilege of being involved yesterday, I want to give you that opportunity today. And again, the number for Christian Solidarity International is 888-253-3522. We are $100 away from liberating another slave. It's $250 to liberate each slave. And I know that sounds too good to be true, but it's actually true. I've checked it out. It is absolutely true. Another $100. Another slave. If you want to be a part, hey, if you want to pledge $250, that $250 will actually liberate a slave. Maybe you can't give that much. If not, that's fine. Give what God lays on your heart. 888-253-3522. This Sunday is Mother's Day. And Joy and I were talking early this morning, and we were reminded that Mother's Day is not a happy day for many women. Joy was talking to someone just a few days ago, and she said, you know, I dread Mother's Day. My mother passed away, so I can't be with her. I am not yet a mother. I don't have any children. And she said, I don't even want to go to church on Mother's Day. Because they're honoring mothers, and I'm not a mother. I can't be at church with my mother. My mother is gone. She's dead. And for many women, it's a very difficult day. Let's not forget that. And for other mothers, children have betrayed them. Children have abandoned them. It's not a happy day for them as well. So be sensitive to the women who are not having a great day for Mother's Day. With that said, please, please, please honor your mother. This is now the second Mother's Day in my entire life. I have not been able to honor my mother. Only the second in my entire life, I have not been able to honor my mother, and I miss her so much. Joy's mother has been gone for a long, long time, a long, long time. It has been a long time since Joy has been able to honor her mother. If your mother is still alive, find some way to honor her. Please do that, because I can almost guarantee you the time will come when she will not be here. My mother was hysterical. I didn't think she was so funny when I was a teenager. But my mother had just incredible sense of humor, and I loved talking with her, and she cracked me up until, you know, she died in January. I was out to see her in December, and she cracked me up. I miss that. And I want to give you an opportunity. If you would like to pay tribute to your mother, I'm going to open the phone lines today. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. If you would like to pay tribute to your mother, I want to give you that opportunity. And again, if your mother is living, what a privilege you have. I don't have it anymore. Joy doesn't have it anymore. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And quickly, before the break, I want to give tribute. I want to start it today and give tribute to two women. First, my mother. My mother was an incredibly unusual woman. She had a TV program on in Los Angeles, a children's program. My mother did. In Los Angeles, Los Angeles TV. If you've seen the resurrection eggs that so many people use, the egg carton with the little plastic eggs, they sell millions of those. My mother invented that. She never got credit for it, never got a penny for it, but my mother invented that. She used it as an illustration on her TV program. She had puppets. My mother traveled all over the world. My mother, back in the days of the Soviet Union when you could go to prison for smuggling Bibles, my mother filled a suitcase with Bibles and went into the Soviet Union. Back in the days of communist China, when you could go to prison. It didn't make any difference if you were American. If you were caught with the Bibles, you went to prison. My mother, either twice or three times, filled suitcases with Bibles and smuggled them into China. My mother was taught Sunday school from the time that I remember. And we never, ever, ever, ever went to church without our car jam-packed with kids far above the legal limit because she wanted kids to know about Jesus. One of the most godly women I have ever known, my mom. Oh, by the way, she was Rosie the Riveter. No, she really was. The woman who portrayed Rosie the River in all the posters, she didn't run a rivet gun. My mother did. Douglas Aircraft, 41, 42 years, she ran a rivet gun all of those years. World War II, my mother was Rosie the Riveter. And then the other woman is my precious wife. My wife is a mother three times over, but all of our children are adopted. And while we've had wonderful experiences and we're thankful for our children, an adoptive mother has, shall we say, unusual challenges. Being an adoptive mother is not like being a birth mother in so many ways. People don't understand. People say things that are horrible about mothers who adopted children and didn't give birth. And my wife has borne the brunt of that for many years, as well as very kind things. My wife was a pastor's wife for 25 years, senior pastor's wife. She was a youth pastor's wife for many years before that. And as a pastor's wife and a youth pastor's wife, she was the brunt of lies, misrepresentations, cruel criticism. Now, not all the years of being a... Her experience as a pastor's wife was far more positive than negative, but she experienced far more than her share of negativity as a pastor's wife, and yet she endured that with grace and love and acceptance and, yes, many times, forgiveness. She provided an incredible home for our children all through their formative years, sacrificed repeatedly for our family. We went through some very, very difficult years. My wife stood firm, sacrificing herself for me and for our children. And today, my wife is the most spiritual person I know. She has written an incredible book that God is using in unbelievable ways. I knew the book was going to be good, but honestly, I'm telling you the truth, I had no idea it would be used like it is. Women are calling our house in tears on a regular basis, telling her how her book has changed their life. Pastors' wives, other women, she has spoken all over at women's events, and although if you ask her, she will tell you she is not a public speaker, she is one of the best women's speakers I have ever heard of. And she has been faithful to me through all these years. And sometimes that has been very, very hard. I am grateful to God for Joy Birdie. Not just on this Mother's Day, but every day. She has spiritual insight that I do not possess. She has spiritual insight that few individuals or women possess. So I'm going to pay tribute to the two important women in my life, my mother, who is now in heaven, and my wife, who was waiting for me at home, as she is every single night. I love you, hon. Happy Mother's Day.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I was just doing some math. This is unbelievable, folks. You just outgave yourself, outdid yourself yesterday. It's just amazing. I've got some people I want to thank. I want to thank Linda from Newark and Jim from Forest. Linda from Newark and Jim from Forest, Ohio. They just a few minutes ago called 888-253-3522. 253-3522. And we are getting close to 33 slaves being set free. Our goal is 27. We're getting close to 33. I'll have to do the math during the next break. I can't do it in my head, and I don't want to get out the calculator because I'm afraid I'll lose my place and give you wrong information, and I don't want to give you any wrong information. But think about that. Almost 32 already, almost 33 slaves liberated, set free from real, genuine, horrific slavery. Every bit as horrific as the slavery at the early part of our country. And you've become abolitionists. You've called 888-253-3522. And yesterday was our day to ask. I'm just mentioning it a few times today, but I want to give you updates because this is exciting. Let's see how much farther we can go. Bottom of the hour, I'll do all the math and tell you exactly where we're at, how much more we need to get to 33 slaves. But if you want to be a part of this, 888-253-3522. You can actually be a part of liberating a slave. If you can pledge $250, you can fully, completely liberate a slave in North Sudan. Hey, I want to open the phones to anybody who wants to give a tribute to their mother, living or not. I just gave a tribute to my mother, who's been in heaven now not quite 2 years. And maybe your mother has gone on, but you still want to pay tribute. Maybe she's alive. Why don't you give me a call? I would be blessed. I think others would be blessed by hearing your stories about your mother. Maybe your mother led you to Christ. Maybe your mother has been the spiritual influence in your life. Here's my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE. Let's see if I can get through this quickly. We hear so often that voter ID laws and so forth, you know, causes voter suppression. We hear this from the liberal left all the time. I have a couple of people in my audience that call, not always, but they call and talk about voter suppression and, you know, the voter ID laws and fewer and fewer and fewer minorities are voting. That's all hogwash. If you look at the data, there is no evidence. In fact, it strongly suggests exactly the opposite. Here is a brand new report. Quote, it just so happens that 2 weeks ago, the Census Bureau released a report on voter turnout in 2018. This is brand new. Census Bureau of the United States. Voter turnout in 2018 climbed 11 percentage points from the last midterm election in 2014. And surpassed 50% for the first time since 1982. Oh, it gets better. Moreover, the increased turnout was largely driven by minority voters. You ready for this? Black turnout grew at 27% over the last midterm election. I thought there was voter suppression. No. Black turnout increased by 27%, far, far, far more than the white population. Pew Research found that, quote, all major racial and ethnic groups saw historic jumps in voter turnout last year. Can I repeat that? All major racial and ethnic groups saw historic jumps in voter turnout last year. That is according to Pew Research. Yeah. In addition, the Gallup folks found that 4 in 5 Americans say they support voter ID laws, and that includes a majority of Democrats. Isn't that interesting when the news media tells us that Democrats do not support voter suppression or voter ID laws? Yes, they do. And with the increase in voter ID laws, photo IDs, and so forth, minority participation in the election has increased, not decreased. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.